Hello there, Jonathan. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'd forgotten that this was the beginning of the stewardship campaign today, and I had a series of little thingies I wanted to bring up, and I forgot that, so I've got something different. This is any idea what this is?
A pen?
Any kind of special kind of pen? What kind?
A clicking pen.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Actually, because this is probably one of the few kinds of pens you've seen, you may not see the difference. At one time, before they came up with this kind of pen, they had what are called fountain pens. And those were ones where you had to put ink inside them, and they had a point on them. And oh, okay, feathered. And there were quill pens before that, which was even before my time. But these came along when I was probably about Jessica's age, and they were one of the real marvels of the world, because what they did was, instead of having to put all the time, keep putting ink in a pen, they put ink inside a thing inside here, and on the end of it was a little bitty ball, and they're called ballpoint pens, because on the point there was a little bitty ball, and that ball has little bitty pits in it. I mean, it's not real smooth. And as it goes around, as you put it on paper, and as it goes around, it picks up ink inside the little refill, and then it deposits the ink on the paper. And these were really neat, because when they first developed them, there was one company said you can even write underwater. Which, and you know, everybody has an occasion to write underwater. Which, anyway. Yeah. Well, there was another one that said theirs could draw a line from here to the moon and back. Oh, and you know, I'd like to see the piece of paper that they were drawing that line on, you know. But the thing was that after drawing that line to the moon and back, it eventually was going to start skipping and, yeah, run out. It's just going to plain run out of ink. And what do you do with it then? Throw it away. Well, ones nowadays, frequently you do just throw them away, but this one, you can open it up and take it out, and there's something in it called a refill, and you just take and you replace it. Now, what does this have to do? Well, the thing is that people, especially church-going people, are a lot like pens like this. I mean, once they finally find out what it's all about, and they hear about Jesus and what Jesus has meant to them, and they become real excited, and then they start telling people about it, and they start making their mark in the world, and they go out and they tell people all about it. But then they start skipping a little bit, and it doesn't write as well, and they put it on the shelf, and pretty soon it just all dries up, and it doesn't do anything more. And they need... Yeah, sometimes you forget to put the top on it, and it just plain dries up. And what do you got to do? Well, you got to refill it. You got to refill it. You got to make it useful again. And one of the ways we make it useful again is by reading our Bible and allowing God to talk to us, by coming to Sunday school and hearing those stories over and over again, and hearing about Jesus and what he wants us to do, and coming to church. And all of these are ways that we get our refills. We get our refills, and then we can go out just like a brand new pen and make God's mark on the world with what he's put inside of us. Yes. And you have a belt, and I like it. And it says Colorado, and it's going to... Yeah, that's a neat one. And I thank you, and I want you to go out and make your mark on the world and keep that enthusiasm that we all the time see in your lives. Okay.